So I welcome all of you to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Cathedral. Welcome. And all of our candidates, all of our catechumens, it's very good to have you here. Those of us that are on our RCIA teams and all of our deacons and priests and religious that are here with us today. It is truly a wonderful day, a great day that the Lord has made. You can tell we've been busy as a church. Look around. We are packed. This is wonderful. And part of the gift of this ceremony is enabling you to see us as a church and who we are as a church. And across the entire diocese, all of southern Mississippi, is us as church, the Diocese of Biloxi. And we come together at this moment to pray for you, very specifically. Praying for you that the Easter sacraments of initiation may be yours, that you may experience the transfiguration of Jesus Christ in your life, very personally, and very much a part of who you are called to be. I'm going to move back and forth up here because some of you are behind the sacred pillars. So we'll move a little bit so I can see some of you that are there. Hi. So we enter the Word of God just as you entered the RCIA. And there was a call there, just as there was a call in the book of Genesis for Abraham. And the call that God gave to Abraham was one very difficult one. And it was asking him to give up really everything. Because Isaac was everything. His son was everything to him. But God was testing him. And so in some ways, we are in a testing time too right now in your preparation for Easter sacraments. And in your life with Jesus Christ. And of course, we know in the gospel that the angel stayed the hand of Abraham. Isaac wasn't sacrificed. They sacrificed a bull instead, an animal. And that was lifted up to God in prayer. Well, in a similar way, we are being called by Jesus Christ to enter into a relationship with him that's very personal, but that's also church, so it's community. So that's why we come together like this, as a community of faithful. I'm gonna have to step back because I have some even here that can't see me. So the Lord is calling you, each of you, in a very special way. And that call has actually been given to all of your sponsors, your RCIA team, the priests, the deacons, all the religious, all the lay people in the church. It's the same call that each of us have. Jesus speaking specifically to each and every one of us. And he calls us into faith. He calls us into hope. And he calls us into a very deep love. It's the kind of love that's able to recognize what happened in the Gospel of Mark. Because we had the story of the transfiguration of Jesus. And I have to admit, thank God the church saved that one for us. Because that is a wow moment. I mean, it really is. It's a wow moment. And you have to, if Peter, James, and John had socks on, they would have been knocked off their feet. Jesus transformed in their midst. And they were able to see it. I mean, that's the other part. They were able to see it. He was transformed in their midst. Now, I want to tell you, quite frankly, it doesn't just happen for them. It happens for us, too. He's going to be transformed for you. You're going to know him in the transfiguration. All of you, especially in the sacrament of initiation of the church. You will know But there is a period of preparation that you need to go through to be able to see Him, and to know Him, and to love Him, to serve Him, and then to witness to Him as His disciples. And that's the period that we have now. That's why we have the rite of election for you. You saying yes to God, that you want to follow this path. And it's a path of conversion, a path of repentance, and a path of great love, and experiencing the love of Jesus Christ very, very personally. Each of you have your own stories. I got mine. Before I was ordained a bishop, I was sick in the hospital for a month. That's what happens when the Holy Father calls you. Thank God they're awake, Lord. Thank God they're awake. So it was a moment of trial for me in the hospital, and the question was, which side of the grass was I going to be on? And it was up to him. Obviously, you can tell which side he decided to choose, right? But it was also a moment for me again to lay my life in his hands and to let go of whatever concerns I had or whatever fears I had or whatever was keeping me back from really loving him fully. That's this time for you. That's what the scrutinies are about. This is time for you to come to know the stuff in your life that maybe is not of God. Or the stuff in your life that may be dragging you down. Or the stuff in your life that you would call sin. And that we would call sin as a church. And to let go of those sparks in your life so that you can see Him in His glory. Because that's what's going to happen. You're going to see Him. You're going to know Him. Because He wants to be known by you. And He loves you. And He wants you to be in love with Him. And He wants you to serve Him and to witness to Him, to be His disciples. He calls each of you to that. Now what I'm saying to you of the scrutinies is not easy if we really take it seriously. When we really look at our hearts, when we really look at the stuff in our lives, things that block us from God, things that we're upset about, if we have an addiction in our life of mind, body, or spirit, we need to let it go. If we have something in our lives that is causing us to vibrate with a relationship, we need to let it go. Because all of that blocks us from being able to really see Him and really know Him. Because the other part of this is a time of enlightenment also. That means the candle getting lit, or better yet, the flashlight. So you can see the stuff that's in your lives, the flashlight. Or even better, letting the Lord into your house of faith. And I had one lady tell me, "Oh, no, I haven't cleaned it yet." Well, that's the way we are with Him. To let Him into our house of faith in every room, that we not hold back any rooms, that He can go anywhere He wants in our room of faith. And we're at peace with that. That's also where the gift of reconciliation is. And that's where enlightenment happens. The light of Christ really dawning in our lives. And so when we receive those candles at Easter, yes, it's a symbolic moment, but even more, we're receiving the light of Christ. The light of Christ has lit our lives up so that nothing and no one can ever separate us from Him. That's the kind of love He's calling us to. That's who He's calling us to be. That's who He's calling you to be. So we pray for you that in this time of scrutiny, in this time of enlightenment, that you may come to know the glorified Jesus that was transfigured before Peter, James, and John. May your socks be knocked off your feet. We're praying hard for you. God bless you. Amen.